Shabbat of last week, we were discussing the din of Kiddushin, which is something that's also Bahana'ah. See, the original source of the din is really sukkim instead of Kiddushin. You can't be Makadish and Isha with something which is also Bahana'ah in the Torah. And the Gemara extended it, even something that's also Bahana'ah in the Rabbanan, the example being, of course, the Chomet Rabban. The Chomet is the Rabban, the Shaul is the Rabban, the Chomet is the Rabban. The bottom line is that even the Isra and the Rabban, the Kiddushin is not Chomet. So we had a major machlokes as to what exactly the nature of this din is all about. Why is it, number one, that Kiddushin are not tofsin by Hanah D'Oraisa? And then by extension, why are Kiddushin not tofsin by Hanah D'Rabbanan? So we have two different approaches. One was revolving around marketplace value. Maybe that something can't be used. You're not going to use it. An observant Jew is not going to use it, even in theory, he can violate the halacha. We're talking about normal people who are shomer Torah mitzvahs, since he's not going to use it. So it's not really worth anything, it doesn't have any shavius to it. If that's the case, so then there's really no fundamental difference whether it's also a nominal Torah or also a nominal Rabbanan. At the end of the day, you can't use it. What's the difference, what the source for the, not using it is? At the end of the day, it's not really worth anything. Then we had a very, very different approach that, if you see, know, Kiddushin won't take effect with them, not because they're not worth anything in terms of market price value. They really should have a value. I could use it, you know, buy it in Nissan, but I could sell it. I could sell it to a girl, find someone to buy it for me. So what makes it not Kiddushin? So some Rishonim have this idea that almost at the Torah's Mavkir Hashem moment. But if he did, it's not considered to be moment. It's not considered to be Shavuot. Since the Allah prohibits using it, so some of the Torah's Mavkir Hashem moment from it. So we said that spills over, that carries over to Isurim Drabbanan as well. That's why Rashi, when we invoke the principle of Afkeinu, teach us that the only reason why Kiddushin have Tosin by Isurim Drabbanan is not because people don't use it. That doesn't really matter. What matters is that I have to have a Hakfka on the Shem Mamon, so on the right, I think a level of Torah and Afkeinu, and the Drabbanan, I think a level of Sarachom and Afkeinu Kiddushin. At the very end of the Shia, we left hanging a little bit of question that the Gedolei Achronim discussed. Now, it's almost a flip side chat. What if you have something that does have a certain degree of usage to it? It could really sell for something. On the other hand, halachically, it's not called a Shem Mamon. Would that be Kiddushin or not? So the example, the strange example that Mishnah Melech illustrated was, if a person is Mekadesh in Isha, it's something which is also Magah, it happens to be that she's sick. She's a Cholash Yesh Pesachana. So she's allowed to use it. She's perfectly permissible to use it. She can get benefit. It is worth something to her. So Mishnah Melech presents the Shaila from the vantage point of who determines the Shavis of an item vis-a-vis Kiddushin. Is it determined by the man or by the woman? Is the emphasis that he has to give, or is the emphasis that she has to get? After Mina being, when it's also Banah, if he's well and she's sick, so he didn't give, quote unquote, and she did get. So notwithstanding the Mishnah Melech's approach, the Ketzois, the Malach Ketzois, and the Seif Avnim Beluim, and Evna Ezer, so the Avnim Beluim, writes that he doesn't understand where the Mishnah Melech is coming from. He says the Avnim Beluim, Isuri HaNoh is not Mamun, finished, of achievement, not a shame moment, it's not worth anything. Halachically, it's not worth anything. The Torah is Mafkir, the Shavis are there. It happens to be that if you're sick, the Torah gives you permission to use it. That's very nice. But that doesn't detract from the chetza of the object. The object itself is mufta she'mamun. The fact that you as a gavra can't personally use it, that doesn't transfer mamun halachos to the object. By definition, the condition is not going to be chal. Even if he's sick or she's sick, everybody's sick, the whole world's sick, and still the condition is not going to be chal, because api halacha tachat de'ever she'mamun. So obviously the Mishnah Melech wasn't viewing Yisrael Noah through the lens of the Torah being of Kiddushin. Mishnah Melech was more the business oriented. He was looking at a tachlis. Can I use it? Can I not use it? Can I get something? Can I get some couple of dollars from it? Can I get a couple of dollars from it? So the girl who was sick, it's worth it for her. She's allowed to use it. She's allowed to do whatever she has to do with it. So from the woman's vantage point, it has shabbos to it. So if you understand that the chisaron of Yisrael Noah is just a marketplace value, so then, if you're willing to say that Kiddushin depends upon the recipient rather than the giver, so then maybe the Kiddushin could be tachlis. The Mishnah Melech has something to stand on. But if you understand that the chisaron of Yisrael Noah is that it's mufti the Shemam, and then there's nothing to discuss. That was all the shirayim of last week's shir. Now we have one last point from last week's shir, and we'll just move on to the new subject today.
Well, what do we mean by like halach mamon or mamon in halachic sense as opposed to the like the marketplace value?
I mean, I could sell a cheeseburger. Cheeseburger has value. It sells a dollar. It sells for $2.
But that's marketplace.
That's marketplace. Halachic value, but you're not. The Torah says you're not allowed to do that. So when the Torah says you're not allowed to do it, the Torah is declaring in the Torah system, this is worthless. What you get of island is, you're not, it's your problem. This is worthless. This is not called Shavapruta. The halacha was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, you need Kiddush HaKesef, Kiddush HaKesef being Shavapruta, position Shavapruta.
Are we linking it to actual money, or is it?
It's worthless. If the Torah says you can't do it, it's worthless.
Are we defining worth and worth as, are we, is this something that we can measure based solely on money? Or I guess my question is more...
The din is it has to do with the Shavapruta. If the Torah says you're not allowed to use it, so that's tandem on the saying, it's worthless.
Okay, is Shavapruta, is that an actual coin, or is that a way, in this sense?
A pruta is a certain, it corresponds to a certain amount of copper. So there were coins that they put up, a pruta, which was a copper coin. So a certain amount, a very, very small amount, of the smallest monetary unit in the days of Kazakh.
So it refers to a minted coin specifically, or a way?
Okay. There's one last nekuda, one last possibility to the sugya. Why perhaps Kedushin may not be totally speak Surah Hadar, which would give us a whole new spin of the sugya, both in terms of their eyes, as well as our primary discussion in terms of their abundance. It's based on a Rambam. What's the way from there to come up with the Rambam? Rambam, how are we doing?
His man.
It wasn't that. It was in Ishus. I'll read it from the Rambam. Those of you who were with us earlier in the year, we gave a shiur, it was a sukkah shiur, about the Talmud Sahakir, so we quoted this Rambam. I was actually looking under the bima the other day for those Ram Kobos to see whether we could save ourselves a few Xerox copies, but notwithstanding the fact we still have the last 10 shots of Golos Rashes under there, some of that set of Ram Kobos I couldn't find. But Perkei Halacha Dalet. However, the Isha, Arayat Mekudesh, the Gedina is there. A menasha tachsu regularly. Person says to a woman, I'm a kaddish with this deer, with this coin, on the condition that you return it to me, ain't a mekudeshes. So the condition is not tachis. Bein echzira, bein lo echzira. Whether she returns the coin, or whether she doesn't return the coin, no matter how you slice it, the condition would not be chal. Why? She imlo echzira, so if she doesn't return the coin, haray lo niskaima tonight, then the condition wasn't fulfilled. If the condition wasn't fulfilled, then it turns out he was never kasher in the first place. He was under kasher all tonight on the condition that X happens. If X never happens, then obviously the condition is not chal. But the problem is, what if she returns the coin? What if she did what she was supposed to do? Binechzi rasa, if she returns the coin, then we have a totally different problem. Harei lo nehenes, then she didn't benefit from the coin. Flo higilio de klum, and she didn't get anything, and therefore the condition is not tachis. Where in the world did the Rambam get this formulation? Where did he get this halacha from? So the Rambam took this from the Gemara Masechet Kedushin and above, but took it in a way very, very different from the way other Yeshayahu read the Gemara. The Gemara Kedushin and above on the base tells us that in Kol HaTorah Kula, Matana Manas Lahachzir is considered to be a matana. If I give you a gift on the condition to return it, that's binding, that's valid, and it's considered to belong to you. When you return it to me, now it becomes mine. So let's say, for example, the Gemara says the Gabi Lulav. That's the sugi we talked about earlier in the year. I give you a dollar dinim on the express condition to return it to me. If you don't return it to me, then you never fulfill the condition. If you didn't fulfill the condition, then the whole matana was never chal. But if you do return it to me, then you loy milson that you did fulfill the condition, the matana was chal. And at the moment that you own that little bit esrog, you're to the midst of dollar dinim. And the Gemara says this for many, many areas of halacha. Matana was ahaksi was good. But all of a sudden, the Gemara says that in the realm of Kedushin, all of a sudden, ain't a mekudeshes. If you try to give a ring to a woman under the chuppah and make that same condition, if it works for Baal Minim, it works for Pidyon HaBen, it works for everything, when it comes to Kiddushin, it falls short. Maya Manishtana Kiddushin. The Gemara is a very, very strange statement. The Gemara says, and I remember back from Kiddushin Dava, the early Kiddushin days, the Gemara says, you know why it's no good? Because you can't be Makadosh Anisha with Chalipin. Imagine we'd be standing under the chuppah, can't find anything to give her. I take out my pen, I don't want to give it to her. I say, listen, I'm going to give you this pen as a chalipin, as a kid suder, and I'm going to give it to you, and you're going to give me yourself as a wife. So the Gemara says that doesn't work. That's out of the question. Chalipin doesn't work. So it comes in one of the very strange things. The Gemara says that just as you can't be Makadosh Anisha with chalipin, you can't be Makadosh with a ring when it's given on an aslah. What's the obvious problem? In your Shemitah, it's lasim. What do they do with each other? Chalipin is one mechanism. This is kesef. This is a kesef. I'm an aslah. I didn't say the word chalipin. I didn't say the word suder. I'm not invoking something from Gilas Rus. I'm doing a kinyan kesef with you. Kinyan kesef means nesivus a kesef. So if you hold the matanah's aslah, it's called the matana. So I perform the nesivus a kesef. If I was yaitz, if I fulfilled the sinas hakesef, what could possibly be wrong with this condition? So the Gemara's mam shakal. The Gemara doesn't read straight. How could the Gemara say shkeim kodeshes because chalipin doesn't work? So the Gemara was so difficult that Taisus came to the conclusion that the Gemara never really meant that they're identical. What the Gemara meant is that an average person is going to confuse the two. Because if you think about it, you know, think back to all the times in your life that you use the kinyan chalipin. When you say chomet, when you get married. Chalipin is a give and a take back, give and take back. It looks to the mindset, to the person who doesn't really understand but metziah properly, it looks the same. What's the difference between a kinyan kesef amanas tahachzir and a kinyan chalipin? Here I give it and I get back. Here I give it and get back. Kinyan is a matter of the different kinyanim, the different parashiyos. They have nothing to do with each other, but the fever oast, you know, an average person, they look the same. Tosfos writes, the reason why matanah amanas tahachzir doesn't work for kedushin, catch this, it's a gezeira of the chalipin. If you let people get married in matanah amanas tahachzir, the next thing you know is you can have marriages taking place with chalipin, and that would be a no-no. So therefore, although min ha-Torah, matanah amanas tahachzir is good, you can't be Makadosh Anisha matanah amanas tahachzir, but the Rabbanon, they did away with the condition, it's a gezeira of the chalipin. Whenever you see that, what bells start going off in their heads? They said, min ha-Torah, you just got finished saying min ha-Torah, she's going to kodesh us. Midrabban Shazaku Kudeshas, that doesn't sound good, right? That sounds schwach. Well, we always know the answer to that. One easy one. We've been there, done that, right? Afghan, fine. But according to Tosfos, you have to really, really read into the Gemara. According to Tosfos, that equation between Chalipin and Amanas Tahachzir is not quite the ironclad equation that we saw. They're really not the same. They're not a kid of a chlam. They have mamash nothing to do with each other. Because there are people who made a mistake and confused the two. So therefore, we have to change the din. The Rai said, Vokaf Kedim, and call it a din. So the Rambam clearly is not living that way, because the Rambam is quoting the same Gemara that Ein Ishim Kodeshes Matanas Tahachzir. The Rambam doesn't say a word about a gezeir if they're a bonner, doesn't say anything. The Rambam says, you know why she's not in Kodeshes? Because the Rambam said, if you don't give the money back, then the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. If you give the money back, so she wasn't in Emes. What's that with Chalipin? What's the Rambam talking about? The Mechzi Rosso Harei Vainenes, Lo Gili Ad Klum. What do you mean, Lo Gili Ad Klum? You just got finished telling Matanah Tahachzir is a valid Matanah. Ram Ruch is Lulav writes, I can give you a Lulav, and that's called the Matanah. So what do you mean, Lohigil Yadakul? So the Avim Eluim develops the Yisoyed in this Rambam, that the Rambam holds that there are two halachas when you have Kedusha Kesef. Kedusha Kesef has to meet the bare minimum criteria of a Kinyan Kesef. A Kinyan Kesef means the Sinus Kesef. That's all. That's the definition of Kinyan Kesef. Sinus Kesef. V'miyad ha'lekech, v'miyad ha'moicher, you have to have the Sinus Kesef. So a ring, or Shabbat Kesef has to transfer from the husband's Rishus to the wife's Rishus. That's to meet the bare bones minimum requirement of Kinyan Kesef. Zochti Abim Luim, that's not enough. For Kiddushin, you need more than that. It's not enough to give Kesef. It has to be a new phrase, a new term called Kesef Sheyesh Boi Hano'a. It has to be a Kesef that you can do something with. With just some theoretical Ilmus Al-Yayin Kesef, it just met the bare bones minimum requirement of a Nesinus Kesef. Maybe that's good to buy fields, but that's not good to get married. To get married is more than that. To get married, you require Kesef Sheyesh Bahano. Says the Avinu, and that's what the Gemara meant when it said, you know why Matanah Tahachzir is no good? For the exact same reason that Chalipin is no good. So I'll push the question back, why is Chalipin no good? I can sell you chametz with chalipin. I can buy a house with it. I can buy a car with chalipin. The kaim called over. Poskim and Gilas Rus, the kaim called over. Why can't work under the chuppah? What's wrong with kinyan chalipin under the chuppah? I give the woman a handkerchief, she'll hold on to it, give it back to me, and I will be married. So says the Avin Gula, you know why it's no good? Because it's a kinyan, but it's not what? There's no hana. When you walk away at the end of the chalipin, you have nothing to hold on to. There's nothing there. I gave you a suitor, I took it right back, and there's nothing. Nobody got anything. Zero, bubbles, nothing. It comes out of the room and says, Chalibin falls short, because Kesef it is, but Kesef Sheesh Bano it's not. So down the room, that's around, that's exactly why Matan Nafach is in London. Matan Nafach is not a gezeira like Taisus Adol Tuchot, it's not a derabon, nothing like that. The reason why it's no good is because just as Chalibin is no good, because there's no Hana'a, there is Kesef, but Dishkin Hana'a, so too, Matan Nafach is Kesef without Hana'a. That's when the Rambam formulates this din of Matarmas Tahaksa being not acceptable, the Rambam says, Avelo Nenes, because that's the punchline, that's the reason. That's the reason why. Comes out of the blue and based on this Rambam and says, we can open up our eyes to the Sugya of Mekadish Bisuri Hano. Listen to the words. Mekadish as Isha Bisuri Hano, Enim Kodesh. Why? So we've been spending a week and a half focusing on Dishkin Kesef, Dishkin Kesef, Dishkin Kesef, Dishkin Shabbatruta, is the Torah's Mafkiya, he's Mafkiya, the marketplace Mafkiya, Yerim's Mafkiya, says the Avnei Lulim, no one's Mafkiya. Kesef. What's wrong with it? It's a cheeseburger. Asma. It's not Shabbatruta. What is that Shabbatruta? It's Shabbatruta. You know what it is? It's Kesef, but it's Kesef Sheim Bahano. Because Lom Maisi, and I want to be Nenef. So the Api Halacha, Yisuri Hano, are like a Matan Asahasim. Yisuri Hano is like Chalipin. So we had a three-way equation. A equals B, B equals C, equals C. And there's a that's connecting three totally different areas. There are three different scenarios in Kedushin that don't work. They appear to be totally different. They're all based on the same principle. The reason why you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with Chalipin is the identical reason why you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with Matanos Ahasir, which is the identical reason why you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with Yisuri Hano. Because in all of the above, I didn't cast up Yah, but I didn't cast up Sheish Bandot. What makes that perfect sense? What means like a charm? What did Rav Gidl say? Rav Gidl told us it doesn't make the slightest difference why it's asabana. So look partly, it's asabana midiraisa, or it's asabana midirabana. Why? Because I don't need afkinu, I don't need bark of it. Levaisi can't use it. If at the end of the day you can't use it, so it's kasashayim bahana. What's the difference whether you can't use it because the Torah said you can't use it, the Rabbanim said you can't use it, because you made a t'nai that prevents you from using it, or you're doing a chalipa which is preventing you from using it. But at the end of the day, you don't have hana. The woman walks away from that chuppah. She's walking back to the Icha room, and all her friends ask her, so let me see this great, wonderful, what great benefit do you have to walk away with? Nothing. Took it away from you already. You've been married for 10 seconds, you already took it away. Nothing. I have nothing to show. It was Chalipin, it was Banana Fahasir, it was a certain Adirais, a certain Adirabanan. When there's nothing to show, when there's no Hana, this is for Kimi Kesef Ya, or for Kiddushin.
So according to the Avnei of Lulam, if she ate it, he wouldn't recognize that she enjoyed eating it.
If she ate it?
The cheeseburger.
That's not called Hana. The Torah said, you're not allowed to do it. So that goes back to our old story. The Torah doesn't mash you, that is Hana.
In the Mishnah Malach's case, same question then. The Mishnah Malach's
case. You want to tell?
Because it'll save her life.
These two shtickles that have Lulim are not the same. I mean, the Avnei Lulim's first part, when he was saying he was going to war with conventional wisdom, that it's Afkor and the Shem Momim, it's not called the Shavapruta, and he was Machadish, it's not called the Shavapruta, Mitam Halacha, so that's why he said a cheeseburger is never Shem Momim. That makes sense if you go with conventional wisdom. Once you go with his new Mahalach, that it is called Mamma, it is called Kesef, but it says that Kesef Sheva Hana, so then you're right, then maybe by the cheeseburger would tackle, by the chol would be good, because she tackle as it is allowed to be in there, right? Maybe.
I don't totally understand the last line of the Mamma, because if someone gives me $100 and I have to return it within 30 days, so I can invest it in it or not, or return, I could get some Hana from it.
No, this is.
In other words, let's say he's giving the woman saying, here's $100, and she has to give it back after 30 days. So he's saying that doesn't work because she's not getting any hana. But she could get hana, she couldn't.
No, but this is tricky. Right. If he says to you, I'm being mekadosh you with the benefit that you're having of holding on to this money for a week, and you may make some money off it, that would be good. That's like Mekadosh Bahana. You can Mekadosh for the intangible Hana also. But if the Kedushin revolves around the Kesef, the Kesef the Mice is Kesef Shema, right? I love the Shema.
So the Kesef would allow you to use Isuri Hana to buy a field.
Right. According to Shtigl Torah, that's what we come out, right? Because the Ketzos' whole Shtigl Torah is that all these dinim are only true by Kedushin, they're not true by buying fields. Right. Yeah,
that's shocking.
That's pretty shocking. I mean, I don't know how relevant. Mice in this list, feel pretty shocked. In London, it's pretty shocking. Right.
Where does Norman get this idea?
What?
That it requires Hana.
Was it the Rambam?
I mean, it's clear in the Rambam. Where does he get it? Like by Shtar,
So he got it from the Gemara Bechalipin. He got it from this dinyan between Chalipin and. What you really mean to ask is where Chazal get it from?
I mean,
how did Chazal figure? Where does it say this in the Torah? To make that even worse.
Isn't it learned out from Kicha Kicha
Stayafron? Yeah, it's learned out from Kicha Kicha Stayafron. I have to understand where this added dimension came from.
So that's the same question.
We see it in the realm. It's very hard to argue with this. The realm says really well, nice. So we see the words staring from the realm. We see in the Gemara where the Gemara compared Chalipin to Beras Lahafzer. Unless you go down the route of Tosis, the Rabbanans, then you're kind of stuck with this idea. Question: where did Chazal get this idea from? That is an added dimension of Kesef Sheish Banav.
Just like by Steyefron, there was Hanok.
But the punchline of the Melum is saying that for Kinyan Kesef or Karta, you wouldn't need Hanok. The Haraya Chalipin works for Kinyan for Karta. The Beras Lahafzer works for Karta. And what Corey's saying is probably correct, that Isur HaNoah, going to connect the dots, should work the character also. It's comprehensive enough to figure this out. Unless one says the following. There is a Rashi that we gave us as Kedushin that sounds like the ultimate reason why Kedushin requires a Pruta is what? Why would you think Kedushin needs a Pruta? Why can't we cash issue with less than a Pruta?
Values, no kashivas.
No, I would say it's almost like a shear of Kesef. It's like as silly as the question, why do you need a Kazayas Amatza? Why do you need a Dal Amos, to carry Chamas? I would say it's almost like Mishiyumin. The sheer moment in Kol Tarkula is a pruta. It's not so surprising. There's a Mishnah. It says, Chamish pruta say. You only take a shvu on a pruta, you have a din Torah on a pruta, there's only a mi'il on a pruta. There are a lot of dinim that are pruta. Pruta is the sheer. That was the minimum coin, vizman, not in Torah. That's considered to be the minimum coin, the minimum weight, whatever you want to call it. That's the sheer of moment in Kol Tarkula. It's not a kedushin, it's not a din pruta in kedushin. That's what I would have said. So Rashi almost doesn't sound like Vedic Kedushin. Rashi sounds like, why you have to have a Pruta? Because the das of a woman is not to get married less than a Pruta. It's almost like a built-in das. She wants to. It's almost like Butler died dates of das kolodim. To get married for less than a Pruta? You're crazy to get married less than a Pruta. That's what Rashi sounds like. It's almost considered to be like a din prati in Kedushin. It's not a din kloy in Roman. It's a din prati in Kedushin. There's almost a lack of a, Rashi used a gnai hua. It's a bizayin to get married less than a pruta. She's going to come back on the way back to chuppah. The girl's going to ask her, so let me see, wedding ring, how much did it go for? Well, they said under the chuppah it was half a pruta. Half a pruta! At least a pruta you couldn't get out of him. At least a penny.
Talks about how much a woman wants to get married. What is it?
The Yosu? She wants to get married, but him comes there a little bit. Something. Not so much.
Yeah.
But, him comes there. He's not so much.
It's not me. It's the Zichi of course. She's going to be married perhaps more than the Pruta. I mean, that's what the Gisha Rashi and the Rashi
is. So if that's true, that there is almost a second type of halach here, that the reason why you need a proof is not just because you have to suffice that didn't mumin, but there's some kind of a das issue going on over here. Maybe that's part of the story also. Maybe that's where Kesef Sheish Banav emanates from. In other areas of halacha, buying fields, you don't have that gnai hula. But the person to give themselves over in marriage for less than a pruta, it's unheard of. To give yourself up in marriage for nothing to show for it, zero. You have some kind of a lump dish, a razzle dazzle, kidney chalipin to show. You have a matamas, a haxi, you have nothing to show for. You have a surya, no, you can't even use. These are all chesronos almost in the das condition, almost in the chesronos of the Gnaiwa. Again, it's a suggestion. I'm not so sure that's right. It's a suggestion. I don't have a better answer. So, by saying, so, for, hopefully for better, if better for worse, hopefully for better. So we finished this again in terms of the Kedushin, the Reis, the Rabbanan level. Now we have to go back to a little bit of Pesachim Sugyas. Very brand new Sugya. Back to real Pesachim Sugyas.
Wasn't there a case
Yeah, these Devar rings. Yeah, the Rush talks about that. Yeah, the Rush talks about that. He understood that he really meant to give him the Matan or not. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara in Pesach Daf Bava. So the first word line is Lekidushin. About the 12 lines at the top. Like 2 dots. So Lo Yasi Bo Tan V'Kirayim. So the Mishnah gave a whole bunch of different examples of different Isuri Hano with Chometz. You have Chometz that's also Hano. Whatever the Isman, the sixth time, beginning sixth time. Whatever the Isman is that you think Chometz becomes also Hano. So the Mishnah says you can't feed it to the animals anymore, and you can't be Masi Botana Bikiran. You can't use it for firewood. So you must say, Pshita. What's the Shadow? You just got finished telling me it's also Hano. Why in the world would I have thought that you could also use it for firewood? Says the Gemara, Lo Tzvicha, Le Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Ein Bi Chometz El Asreifa. Throw back to the first thing is. Now, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says that you must get rid of chametz dafka through burning. So, Salkadai Techamina, I would have said, Hov Amar Rabbi Yehuda mitzvah sevishreifa. Since Rabbi Yehuda says you're supposed to be burning it anyway, so what I'm doing is the right thing. I'm throwing it into the fire. That's a good thing to do. Bahadi dekasarif, that is haniminei. So, I would think that as I'm burning it, I'm doing a wonderful thing. I might as well enjoy it. Let me at least, I'll bake my matzahs in that same oven. So, kamash malon, if that's true, kamash malon, even Rabbi Yehuda says that you're supposed to be burning the chametz, you're supposed to be burning it, but not using the fire. You're not supposed to toast your marshmallows over the fire that's burning on the chametz. That's us, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, the shaita at the time of the question is pretty clear that according to the chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, those other tanoim hold that you're not allowed, you don't have to burn chametz. I wouldn't even dreamt that I'm allowed to use the firewood, to use it to be near the front. Only according to Yehuda that I would have come with such a wild avim. I mean, the job is to be wrong also. At the end of the day, it's also maybe we've been there. But there's something that should be screaming out of this Gemara. Just reading the Gemara itself. The Gemara says, according to Yehuda, what I'm doing is a great, wonderful thing. So I would have thought, oh great, I get a bonus, I could use it. The firewood kamash one again. According to the Chum, it wasn't even on the radar screen. That's my problem. Okay, so you're asking the opposite of where I'm coming from. You're asking, Danny's so convinced by the Maskana, he can't even begin to dream what the Havamina was. That's a good kasha. We're going to get to that kasha also. But there's something else bothering me.
According to the Chamim, why couldn't you do Sreifa and still use it?
But according to the Chamim, it's still a good thing to do Sreifa. Yeah, you don't have to you throw it down the river also, but you are doing a mitzvah, you are accomplishing something. It's not like I'm doing nothing when I'm burning the Chametz. So yet the Gemara is highlighting the fact that according to the Chacham, it wasn't even up for discussion, being there in the Bishas Reifa. It's only according to Yehuda was possible. So that's a problem. And then Danny's problem is, it's a strange, it's a bizarre Avamina. It's all making money, either us or not. It's us or not. So why do I think, because you're being a nice guy and doing Reifa, we're going to pat you in the back and say, okay, great, you get those to Mashbel. What kind of silly Avamina is that?
Why would you think according to the Chacham, if there's an alternative way of doing it, why would you be able to have enough from doing it?
I'll tell you, I don't understand why the Gemara thought according to Yehuda was okay. So, what the Gemara meant is, well, I'm being a nice guy, I'm doing the right things, so let me use it. So, according to Chacham, I'm also doing a nice guy.
But they hold it.
What?
But you're not.
I didn't have to, but I say I'm accomplishing something. I'm doing Tashbis according to Chacham also.
Yeah, but you're getting Hana.
But
if there's an alternate way you can get rid of it and do Tashbis without Hana.
He's saying, but I'm not sure I understand the lumpness. I don't understand, quite frankly, what this Havamina was. And I don't understand. I think the Havamina is not true. Okay? Personally. I don't think the Havamina makes any sense. But if you're already telling me such a strange avamina, I don't see why it should be limited only to Rabbi Yehuda. I can build it up according to Chum also.
But the bottom line, according to Chum, is that it's Afon is also. Whether you
I didn't see that word in the Gemara. Let's take a look at Tosis. Before we read the Tosis, we have to identify what the problems were. Tosis wasn't just coming. Tosis read the Gemara and was thinking, hey, wait a second. It doesn't make any sense. There's something missing in the sugya. So Tosis fills in the missing piece. Tosis did the math of the Hadith, the Kusar, for the time. Mishum do Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Chometz Besreifa, Ephraim Mutter. Says Tosis, I have to tell you some information. You should just know that if you take the Chometz and you burn it, it's mamish ashes. It's totally filled with ashes. And now you want to use those ashes? According to Yehuda, that's perfectly okay. You could use those ashes on Pesach. Why? Because we have a cloud. This is the Basel and Tzmura. Tosis continues. Kol HaNisrafin, Ephraim Mutter. There's a din. That this is nothing to do with chometz. This is true for orla and kiliyakaram. Anything that's done sreifa, kol ha'nisraf and efer mutter. If you want to go ahead and use those ashes for, I don't know, washing dishes with, you want to use these ashes for shampoo, whatever you used to wash, use ashes for, kol ha'nisraf and efer mutter. So comes to us and says, once you know that's sukkah, that pesach is tevura, now we can begin to negotiate agamara. So now, hey, wait a second, because after the Eichel Sestosis, I might think that as you're burning it, it's basically Eifer already. I'm putting it with the match to the piece of chametz. Here I have, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I have my challah roll, I put the match to it. It's mamish, it's gita vila bon kiyachad, it's straight fossil bon kiyachad, it's Eifer. Now I want to toast my marshmallows over. Great, that's wonderful. Kol nisraf and efer mutter. What did Tosfos just do? Tosfos just guilty of something. Tosfos is explaining to you where the Havim is coming from. Mehecha Tesi, you think would be mutter. Just because you're being a nice guy and burning it, that's absurd. Danny's right. It's also Man Rav, Man Rav. So Tosfos has to superimpose another halacha. The Gemara knew the sugya of Lamed Aleph Tamura. Because Kol Nisraf Nefer Mutter, that was the Havimina. You know what Tosfos guilty of now?
Changing the Maskana.
Yeah, Tosfos is. Guilty of the worst crime of learning, of overkill. The Havamin is so good, so my stunt doesn't make any sense. So why is it also?
It's not ashes yet.
Oh, so the answer is that's exactly what the Havamin Maskana was. The Havamin was, Kol Nisraf Nefer Mutter, should be Mutter Al Sefer, Kamash Balon, it's not. Kamash Balon, it's not Afer yet. That's not fair when I said, well, it's ashes already, it's not ashes yet. If it would have been ashes already, then bachal would be mutter. But you want to be nena as you're making the ashes, that's like kol nisraf and efer mutter. That was the shabbat of the Gemara. Now, I got to give you a lot of... You saw that in the Gemara. You didn't see the Gemara. You saw the Tosfos. You want to say a word in Eifer, Tmur, Amaisa. The Gemara is... I'm shocked that Chof Aleph. The Gemara is assuming I learned Tmur, Daflam, and Dalet. I mean, come on. Not everyone learned Tmur, Daflam, and Dalet. But Tosfos did. So Tosfos says, Lichtim, Sachar, Aleph is an understanding, is a reference to that Gemara. Let's continue. Tosfos says, about the Rabbana, now we're going to solve the other problem. So we solve Danny's problem. Danny said, what are you talking about? What kind of Havamin is it? It's a good Havamin, right? That's okay. Now my problem. About the Rabbana, the Eimitzvah of Israel. According to the Chachamim, but you don't have to burn it. You could, but you don't have to burn it. The Havamin and Nikbarim. So now, Chavetz, according to the Rabbana, is not Minan Israfin. It's not like those Yisrael that have to be burned. It's like cheeseburgers, Petach Hamar. Things that don't have to be burnt but can be buried, it's a whole different tune. The Amrina of Greg Bas and the Tlura, Efer Nasser, Upshita Luditu, the Bahadi de Kasar Fle Asa Lehanas Lumen. According to the Rabbanan, that Chomitz is Veronik Barim, even according to the wild Havamin Shabahavamina, that burning something is already Chalwan Rashem Efer, so Lamalah Lamayr doesn't help. Because according to the Rabbanan, being Efer is Gorish Kalfin. According to the Rabbanan, even if it's Mamashay, even if it's really Efer, it's been Efer for the last week, it's still going to be a problem because Kol Nikbar, Efer Nasar. So comes Tosfos and says, now we've solved Danny's problem and my problem, all rolled into one. Tosfos refers back to the Gemara to Gurdav Lamadal, that solves the whole problem. The Havamina was a thing like Efer, The maskana was, it's not going to be okay, it's too early in the process. That habamina, that vino keifa, was only a matter according to Yehuda. According to Chum, it's min ha-nikbar, min ha-nikbar, there's no matter b'chlal. Even if it's real eifa, it's still going to be also. Everything is shalom ha-yishol. So you give all the gemara, that's how Tosis read a gemara b'sach. The boy said we have a big problem. Big problem. Take a look. Reb Chaim. So we start with the second paragraph. Hopefully, that you eventually will go back to the first, either this week or next week, which time we have. The way that it happens, Reb Chaim backwards. We begin with the second paragraph. Veneer Bazet. Second paragraph. Veneer Bazet. The tour Hilchos Pesach writes that if you hold the Rabbi Yehuda, I say we do or don't, if you hold the Rabbi Yehuda that ain't be a chometz al Sreifa, then chometz has been on Nisrafin, it's like oil and Kilei Kerem, and it's subject to the leniency of Kol Nisrafin Efer Mutar. Ule Rabbanan, this is still the tour speaking, according to the Rabbanan, who say you don't have to burn. If you did, you did, but you don't have to. Effort also given an igbarim. Where do you think the Torah got this from? The Torah writes me atzma. There's no gemara that says this. The gemara never ever says that whether or not the eifah is mutar or us depends on the reading of the Rabbanan. Where do you think the Torah got it from?
Tosfos.
Get it right out of Tosfos. We got it right out of this gemara. So, frekta b'kiveger, the hikshel zeh agorim b'kiveger. Dilafi Masha Koswa Tosis, the Hadin is Rafin Efren Mutter, Vinikbarin Efren Asur, Humishum, the Disrafin Ika Mitzvah Bisrefasan, the Alkane Habinasis Mitzvasan. So the Kinegan refers you in this Kasha to a Tosin Maseches Temura. I was debating whether to put that Tosis also in the Marmakamas, but since we had such great luck with finding these three pages, I figured we trust Rav Kivega's quote. So we get a chance to take a look when you get home with the Flamin Alamo Days in Tamur, it's a very small Tosis. Comes Tosis and asks the question of the Mishnah in Tamur. Mishnah Tamur says, Kol HaNisrafin, Ephron Mutter, Kol HaNikbarin, Ephron Asar. Then the Mishnah goes on to tell you what is the Nisrafin, all the Kirakim, etc. What is the Nikbarin, Bas Mechala, Pet Chamar, etc. Kol HaNisrafin, Ephron Mutter, Kol HaNikbarin, Ephron Asar. If you didn't have to burn it, and you choose to burn it, that's not going to be mount of the Afer. Frek, Tosis, why? Where did this come from? Tosis is in effect asking a dual question. Where did the heter of Afer come from? And Imtum Talom is the heter of Afer, why doesn't a flaming burn? At the end of the day, it's ashes. Might have to mean whether you should have burned it, shouldn't have burned it, did have to burn it, didn't have to burn it. At the end of the day, Tosis is ashes. Chemically, it's the same ashes, whether the ashes emanated from a piece of oil or emanated from a piece of bas mechala. What in the world is the difference? So Tosfos says the magic phrase. It's called Naseis Mitzvasai. What in the world does Naseis Mitzvasai mean? So here we look out because we have a Gemara Mesachim. So we can jump ahead for a moment. What he's referring to is the sugya that appears in Mesachim. Davchav Vav Amar Allah. It is the first one lines by hand. So if you look where the wide lines begin, so go up about 3, 6, about 9 or so lines, up from the beginning of the wide lines. First word of the line is by hand. The last word of the line, Vareach. Vareach la'acha shetala timrosoi, ein bo mishu me'ila. You have spices in the base of Mikdash. They were bought with hektishnik of money, so they're also bano. Yichayz le'ila, if you benefit from them. But if they were already lit, and the k'tiris was already burned, and the flare, the smoke was already going up, and now you benefit from those spices, no problem. You're not chayz b'shem le'ila, you know why? Three words, choyol v'naseis mitzvasoi. Because the mitzvah's done. You did what you're supposed to do. There's a mitzvah to burn k'tiris. You burned the k'tiris. Once the mitzvah is done, the Isra Noach falls down the wayside. There's no more me'ilah anymore. Then the Gemara goes on to explain what the source of this and that. You know this, and other halachas of this, other applications of this, is a klal gadol, ein l'chadava, shenas, mitzvos, molin, well, one or two possible exceptions, but by and large, dava, shenas, mitzvos, so, nas, mitzvos, is a mati of yisr hanah. From Toys and Tavur it says, that's what's going on in the Mishnah Tavur as well. Just as in the Beis HaMikdash, you have Ketoris, which is also Vanor, Nasas Mitzvos is a Matir, so too, I have an apple of Orla. What's the mitzvah to do? What are we supposed to do to Orla? Supposed to burn the Orla. When, if I burn the Orla, the Nasas Mitzvos, once it's Nasas Mitzvos, what happens? The Yisrael Noah disappears. That's the reason why Eifer is Mutter. Eifer is mutter not because it's a different chafza, not because the ashes are not the apple. No, the ashes are the same as the apple. Same molecules of same thing. The reason why the ashes are mutter is not because it's fundamentally a different chafza, but because of the halakha principle of Nasas Mitzvos. And therefore, sometimes, by Nikbarin, nobody told you to burn a cheeseburger. You didn't do anything by burning a cheeseburger. You didn't accomplish a mitzvah. When you burn the apple of oil, check it, you shun, it's like so, listen, it's all done, it's a mitzvah. Nasas Mitzvos is a mitzvah. By burning a cheeseburger, you accomplish zero. You accomplish nothing. So it's like the Yisrael HaNo. That's the deal to the Yisrael HaNo. It's the Rav HaNo. That's the Yisrael from Taisa and Yisrael
HaNo. But based on Gemara, if there's no Yisrael Mi'ila because it's already being burned, it's not that it's completed the burning.
Right. Not mitzvah. So once the mitzvah, whatever the shear of mitzvah.
But in that case, our kasha comes back to my Gemara.
Okay, no, unless you're tying to that maybe that's
just
maybe no, so maybe for Me'ila, for Keteres, once the flame goes up, that's the mitzvah. Oshon, Hikter, Lovs, Keteres, that's considered if it comes to Chometz, Tashbis, so maybe it has to be totally destroyed.
So we're saying when we say something is it requires burning is actually an mitzvah ase? And then is.
Yeah, may have to wait till next week. That's an excellent question. Excellent question, but
Tosfos
is calling it that.
Okay, so Kornei
Tosfos. It's the Mamashim, it's Tosfos for Nas Mitzvah.
And then if you're required to bury it, is burying it also Kornei Tosfos?
I didn't say it is.
I mean, you'd have to say it.
All I can tell you is that burning is not.
That burning?
An apple and oil is a mitzvah to burn, says Tosfos. A piece of a cheeseburger is no mitzvah to burn. That's Tosfos just said. Tosfos quoted two magic words, Nas Mitzvah. They plugged it into this ruffin, and they said they did not have any barn.
Where do we get the idea of Nikbarim from? Where does that come from?
Nikbarim most probably means the Torah doesn't say to be sore if it. By definition, you shouldn't leave it around. It's not a mitzvah skvura. It's just that it should be sitting on the table, leave it in the fridge, no one's going to eat it. So get rid of it in some way. It doesn't mean literally make a hole in the ground. Throw it in the garbage.
And you wouldn't fulfill.
There's no mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not srif. It's not a mitzvah srif. So now, Rabbi Say, let's try to connect with that. The Tur and Tosfos, and quite possibly the Gemara itself, said that whether the Eifer of Chometz is Mutter depends on Rabbi and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Knig is about to ask a bomb kash against Tosfos and the Tur. And he begins the kasha by quoting the Tosfos and Tur. Who's going to finish the kasha? Yes, Rabbi Kvega, if I look at the Taisan Tzibur who tells me that the reason why Misrafen, or the Eifer is Mutter, is because Nasas Mitzvaso, what's the bomb kasha?
Kashpisa.
So if
you're going to Rabbanan, it should be okay, because you do a mitzvah
tashpisa. According to Rabbanan, you did, that's what you meant, right? You did tashpisa. When I go ahead and I burn a cheeseburger, nobody told me to burn the cheeseburger. You decide, I'm sure going to burn your cheeseburger. That's very nice of you, but no one's going to give you a brownie point for that. That's not called a mitzvah. So you want to involve Nas Mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah. There was no mitzvah, so the Yisus. But by Chometz, even according to the Rabbanan, who hold that you didn't have to burn it, you could have flushed down the toilet. But Lamaisa, if and when you choose to burn it, Hashem, you show the Taisa, Kibana, be a Chometz, be a Chometz, it's a Shvisu, it is. So, Frank, to be Kibayka, according to that Taisa and Tamura, that's very nice to differentiate between apples of Orla and cheeseburgers, but once you're in the realm of Chometz, they're all properly. Whether you're a Rabbi Yudaman or the Chometz man, at the end of the day, you do a mitzvah. So Nas and Mitzvah should be equally true. Dosa the Kadatsa in Kibayka's cash. Think that cash, that's a cash.
Except you said that according to
Rabbanan,
it's still considered
chametz,
even though it's ashes, you have to still consider
chametz. But you did a mitzvah. It's chametz contribute also. The apple is also chametz. The apple is also an apple. But nasa mitzvah was the matir. So let's take a look at this kash again. Take a look at the hikshah zera kohen rub kibayir. You have to trust Reb Chaim, because if you look for the Rebbe Kivega on Shulchan Aruch, you won't find it. You know why? Because it's not in our, it's in the newer versions. There was an old printing of Shulchan Aruch. It was called the Johannesburg version. It had a couple of other things that some of the new, other printings of Shulchan Aruch didn't have. And those from the Rebbe Kivega were present there. So for many years, nobody knew what the Rebbe Kivega was, until somebody discovered that it was really in the older versions of the Shulchan Aruch. Now I think they've reprinted it. I think it's in some of the new ones also. But there. It's in print, but you have to look for a little snooping around to find it. But it's there. So the Hikshah is there, going to Rebbe Kivega. So the Fiba Shikosma Taisis and Tabula, the Hadin Israfin Efer, the reason why Efer or the Israfin is Mutta, the Nikvarna for Nasar, or Mishum the Israfin Ika Mitzu, the Srifasa, the Arkana Vinas Mitzvasa, Mashenke Nikbar, the Lake of Shum Mitzu, the Kvarasa, the Rak Mishum Takala, just not the body of the Lake, the Loving Nas Mitzvasa, the Kane Pepe Vikmega, the Chomets, the Gali Mashpasasa, the Chaldover, Halaika Mitzu, the Tashbisu, we cannot search this to Kuyav Efer Mutta. So how do we have it there? He's mamish as ikasha and way toises for pshan agam. Dr. Chaim, the nira, the loydomi ha mitzvah shal tashbisu, tashbasasa b'chol dover, le mitzvah sreifa. Dr. Chaim, the rabbanon's version of getting rid of chometz is not the equivalent of burning the apple of Arlo. There's a big difference between the two. What's the difference? The mitzvahs tashvisu b'shar hashvasas, the Rabbanon's version of tashvisu, of throwing it into the toilet, throwing it into the river, or for that matter, throwing it into the fire, that's the method that you choose to fulfill hashvasas b'chol davar. Listen to these words. Havi ikar ha-mitzvah, shalo yehela ha-bailam chometz. The name of the mitzvah is one word, chayim. What's the name of the word? What's the word? It's gavra-oriented. It's a mitzvah segavra that you shouldn't have chametz. Haraya, it's a mitzvah segavra. The Torah doesn't care how that chametz disappears. That chametz can go up in smoke, chametz can go down the drain, chametz can be thrown into the river. The lo echbatli, says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The only thing that matters is, you, Reuven, make sure there's no chametz. I don't care what happens to the chametz. I care what happens to you. It's a mitzvah segavra. Shalom yo lebanim chometz. Masha enkein. Im mitzvah se besreifa. If there's a din of sreifa, and that from neiser v'deshita, have a mitzvah shechayel. You knew that word was coming eventually. Behachavtze shalach chometz. The cholaboy din sreifa. The mitzvah sreifa emanates from the chavtze of the chometz. That's Rabbi Yehuda's version of tashbisu. The Rabbanon's version of tashbisu is a mitzvah segavra. Why does it make any difference in the world? It makes all the difference. This din of Nasas Mitzvasai, listen to the words. Nasas Mitzvasai, ba'inan davka, she'in Nasas Mitzvasai bi'achetza, as bitter ha'chefetz. When the chefetz has fulfilled its obligation, when the mitzvah that was mutelas on the chefetz was done, that's the matter of the Yisrael on the chefetz. The fact that you as a person did your mitzvah using a chavtza, but the mitzvah didn't relate to the chavtza, how is your mitzvah going to be matter the surah on the chavtza? So Zakir B'chaim, again that one, l'inyan hetzid nas mitzvah, so that din of the chavtza m'sachim, but inyan da'ak ashe nas mitzvah y'chavtza az bitra ha-chametz, ha-chavetz. It's like she ha-bayin lim kibu mitzvah d'ram y'abayin, you know ha-chavetz. Yokin shapim v'chalik etuar, v'ein next page, ha-shpesosah v'choldov v'ein zrei. If you believe in the Rabbanan's version of Hashpasa b'chol davar, Rakabayman keep a mitzvah, she'en lam chametz. They don't have chametz. V'yakein lohudur ha'efer. Masha'en keirim mitzvah se b'sreifa, d'nase ha'mitzvah v'yachetza, v'aminase s'mitzvah soy, v'yachetza afkei hudur ha'efer. It's classic vintage Reb Chaim. So Rabbi Isai, I told you before we read the Reb Chaim out of order, because we read it from our vantage point, but now we got to go back to the beginning of the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was trying to solve another problem. This is part of the solution to another problem. Reb Chaim, this safe was Reb Chaim on a Rambam, not Reb Chaim on Taisim. His job was not to answer the Vegas Kasha. His job was to say a Vira Nishnis and Rambam. Reb Chaim uses this to say to explain away an otherwise difficult Rambam. Now let's go back to the back to the beginning, back to the first page. Perk Aleph Halacha Gimel of the Rambam. We spoke about this Rambam a little bit before. The Rambam writes, "Eino like." This is the first part is a quote right out of the Rambam. "Eino like in Mishum La Yerav La Yematzei." If a person violates by Rav Yematzei, they're not chayav malchus. Elim came kana chametz and pesach, unless they actually bought chametz and pesach, or chimtzo, or they made chametz and pesach. Kadesh yaseh b'maisa. Because otherwise, by Rav Yematzei, fall short in terms of malchus. Malchus requires a maisa. Also, give a sense. Malchus derived from sukkim. So whatever the mocher is. The maisa, the din is, it's a lakshay, but maisa is not malchus. So the only way we can give you malchus for by Rav Yematzei is if you did an action, and the only way the Rambam could envision doing an action is either you bought chametz on Pesach or you made chametz. You took flour and water, made a loaf of bread. Aval says the Rambam, if ha'elo chametz kaidim ha'pesach, like most of the time, like I said, all chametz stashed away, uba Pesach lo v'yera, Pesach comes, he doesn't get rid of it, elo hinicha b'shusay, even though he violated two isurim, in a look in the Torah, Mishmosa b'maiser, ad kancha, verbatim quote out loud. Ukva hekshu, the question has already been asked. The eich like a klal, a lobby glory of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the only reason why you're not chayav malchus about Rav Yematzei is purely a technical issue that's a lav she'im b'maiser. And if you can overcome that problem, then you will be chayav malchus. In fact, all the achrayim in the Rambam, v'psochem daf tzadihei b'vur lehejim, the lave de lo yirav le yibati have been lave nitach le esay de tashpisa. The Gemara says, pemole, that ba'i yirav le yibati falls under the category of the lave nitach le esay. Lave nitach le esay means, when the Torah says, don't do X, but if you do X, fix it up by doing Y. That is called a lave nitach le esay, and a lave nitach le esay never gets malchus. Why? So the pashtus of the Gemara Malchus is because the whole parasha of Malchus is learned out from what's called Lav de Chasima. The Torah writes that if a person violates a Lav, you get Malchus. Then the very next Lav that the Torah mentions is the Saks of Shobadishai. Don't muzzle your ox. That's the prototype of Malchus. The Gemara says in the beginning of the third verse of Malchus, any Lav that's similar to muzzling your ox gets Malchus. Any Lav that's fundamentally different doesn't. Which qualities, which characteristics of muzzling your ox are important? So, whenever you have a model, the Torah gives you an illustration, you have to figure out the zero in the important characteristics and ignore the irrelevant ones. So nobody would say, well, if it has to do with oxen and yachayev, and then not, that's a silly. What characteristic of losachsum is important? So one of the characteristics the Gemara highlights is, it's a lav shalom in the essay. If you have a muzzle your animal, there's nothing you can do to fix it. You did the affair, finish, it's done, over, finish. But anytime the Torah gives you a lav that could potentially be could be corrected, so then that's called the law, but if the essence is the malchus. So one of the examples is gezeila. Well, sigzla, you can't steal. Heishim sigzla shekobi. You stole. You have to correct it. You have to rectify it, you're paying back. So you don't, you're not chayav malchus for gezeila. It falls short. It's not dubi to law of the chasim. Comes the Gemara Pesach with a tzadihei and calls by Rabbi Matzei a law of the essence. What's a law of the essence? Essence of what? Teshvisim. Don't own chametz, and if you do own chametz, give it to chametz. That's not subject to malchus. So what's going on? How could the Rambam write that fundamentally by Rav Yematzei are chayav malchus? The only reason why they fall short because it's lav she'im b'maisa. If you can overcome that, then great. Then there will be malchus. There will be malchus. There should be malchus for all encompassing reason. The reason of lav in the essay is more encompassing than lav she'im b'maisa. So what's the Rambam talking about? The kasha of the Rambam shepasid the gedichot to basically lav b'maisa. I just don't like it. It's achiyin. Famous kasha that's yes against the Rambam.
Is it really analogous? Because by Gzela and by Nosar, the lav could happen. And now you can do a tikkun here.
May have even preceded.
Okay.
So Dr. Fisher is picking on some important points that we're not quite sure. If you would have asked me, I would have had serious reservations whether to call by Rabbi Matzil lav difficult essay. But the problem is the Gemara calls it that. That's the problem. So you're right. It's a good ha'or that you're making, but the Gemara does seem to call it that on that side of here. So what's Pshanshi the Sirach? No, who can begin to think this tragedy is wrong? What do you think the din should be? Forget the Gemara for a minute. Very different conceptualogically. Is by Rabbi Motzei a ditech le'aseyana? So I'm going to ask you what seems to be a very strange question. A person does malach on Yom Tov. What's the onesh? It's chayav malchus. Why? It's a lava ditech le'asey. What's the essay?
Stop. Break it.
Of Shabbos on Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah essay. Not to the malach. If the whole day Rosh Hashanah goes by and I sit back and I don't do malacha, I'm kind of in the mitzvah of Shabbos. So when I do malacha and yantif, it's a lava de tigliase. Don't do malacha. Just stop doing malacha.
Independent.
Why is that a funny kasha? What's wrong?
Because you did the malacha already.
It sounds like my kids talking, and they all start screaming the same. What's the problem?
That time's gone already.
You can't undo the malacha you did.
Everyone's almost saying the same thing. If you really, really have capitalized the difference between I stole, I'm going to return. I did malacha, now I'm not going to do malacha.
The lab is creating the opportunity for doing the assay. So when you, by stealing, that creates the opportunity of having
it's almost like Dr. Fisher is saying. It's almost like Dr. Fisher is saying. Everyone here is right, but there's one other lacuna I'm looking for. Lab and the assay means the lab is one, and the assay is two. Means don't do X, Y, and Z, and if you do it, fix it up and do A, B, and C. Returning a gazela is not identical to not stealing. One is an action of stealing, one is an action of returning. What's the mitzvah of Shabbos? How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos? I'm going to ask you. Hinni mucham zom. The shei mitzvah says is Shabbos miyantif. How do you do Shabbos miyantif?
Don't do malacha.
For not doing malacha. It's not a lavadetikli essay. It is identical to the los essay. It's just the same thing written in different words. The Torah wants to get the point across to you. Don't do malacha miyantif. So it says it in multiple ways. Don't do malacha miyantif. Rest on yantif. There isn't an iota of difference between not doing malacha and resting on yantif. It's the same thing. The way to fulfill the assay is by not violating the los assay. When I don't violate the los assay, I'm fulfilling the assay. It's the two sides of the same coin. This is the lavanitikli assay. Lavanitikli assay, if you think of the model of gazela, one is a guy robbing a bank, and the other is a guy covered in pay and giving the money back. Those are different things. That's a lavanitikli assay. Well, the Gemara calls Nisa. Los asir men wa boikir, but Nisa men wa boikir beish Yisrael fu. Don't leave over the carbon. If you do, burn it. Don't do malach on yantif. And don't do malach on yantif. We're just going to, we're going to change the lingo a little bit and call it an assay. Instead of also say, this nishkin lavin into this. So now, I want you to think. The relationship between Bayrovei Motze and Teshvisu, is it closer to the model of Gezela and Noser? Or is it closer to the model of yantif? Don't own chametz, but get rid of the chametz. Is that closer to two identical statements, just one B'lashon Lav, one B'lashon Yaseh? Or are they really, really different, they're radically different from one another, that could potentially qualify as Lav and B'lashon Yaseh? Understand the shadow? Understand the question? We have two extremes. We have Gezela, Naisa. Those are classic examples of Lav and B'lashon Yaseh. Then you have Yomtif, which is clearly not. And I'm wondering about Chometz.
More like Yomtif, no?
So what should that depend upon? What should the shadow depend upon? Is by Rabbi Matzei and Tashvisu really one and the same, or are they radically different? I'll do one last point. By Rabbi Matzei, is that a bit sekavra, or is that a bit sechavta?
Kavra.
Sekavra. Clearly kavra. I can't own chametz. That's a mitzvah sekavra. It's an isser sekavra. Whether or not it's identical to Teshvisu will ultimately depend on what Nakuda? Whether Teshvisu is Gavra Chavtza. If Teshvisu is Gavra, then they're too close for comfort. It's one and the same. If Teshvisu is Chavtza, then we can negotiate to being different. If they're identical, that's not a lot of the blessing. If they're different, then we're in the parsha of discussing, possibly, a lot of the blessing. I hope that's from next week. We could do Reb Chaim, because we could already begin to see the beauty of the Chum is going to come back to life. The whole piece of Reb Chaim, God protect us, is about to replay vis-a-vis the Shitzah.
Is this a Chaskinah we discussed?
It's Reb Chaim's, it's the Prisca way of saying almost identical, but it still doesn't say those words. It's a chance to understand what the Chum said. It's Reb Chaim, God is almost expressive.
No, it's passive.
He called it passive. So he used it's almost the same. Almost the same.
Should we hold these for next week?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I don't know if you want to hold them, just put them all in the same place.
Could you not be
Kaddish? Yeah, I think you should.
with chametz of corn sherbet kudah, because that has potential to be burned and then to be then after.
Oh, that's all very good. Excellent. That's to be shown that the kashrut, the mishnah, the kashrut with oil and kudeshes. So fact, we showed that you can burn it in the afer. So that's a good question. Some of you should say, you're right. Talk about Steve, it's one apple, the apple is going to be worth less than a fruit. The apple will be worth enough. And other people say, what do you mean? You have a cow show the apple. The apple, well, nice of the apple is worthless. The fact that the apple is going to become a turn for their spoke guy. You have a cow show with the apple. That's a condition. Very good. Very good. Okay, good.
So how does the Rosh justify that thing that just did with the vibes?
The question was
he asked the people and he used it.
So now the Rush talks about the Rush himself raises this question.
Right, the Rush.
I think so. Yeah, I think it was the Rush the first time. He writes that when he came from Germany, from Spain, they used to do a Kaddish in Spain.
That's
Spain.
Right.
He
that's right.
Yeah, he did the whole still there.
So it was that I remember seeing something.
I don't remember. I've got to turn off the turquoise. Still in the trunk.